2014 Byington Blend 122, Alexander Valley, Tin Cross Vineyard. So this is a very classic Bordeaux-style blend, and I mean very classic. This has four of the Bordeaux grapes in it. It's going to be mostly Cabernet Sauvignon, rounded off with some Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Petit Verdot. And all of this fruit comes from our estate at the Tin Cross Vineyard, which is the oldest vineyard, planted in 1855 in all of the Alexander Valley. And of course, I say Alexander Valley, but what I mean is 2,000 feet elevation above the valley floor in a newly appointed AVA called Pine Mountain Cloverdale Peak. So this is a really ultra-premium grape-growing region in AVA, and it's you can absolutely tell that in this blend here. So you end up with this really gorgeous sort of, it's full-bodied, classic style of dry red wine, and this is just something that you know you want with marbled red meats. This is one of those absolute food wines. This is your classic steak pairing wine, or anything really rich, and that's what tannin does. It cuts through anything rich that you're eating, so think like something rich, obviously like a big, you know, juicy red fatty piece of meat, or otherwise, you know, think like a portobello mushroom, or think other foods that have tannin. Think, you know, a really nice dry piece of cheese. So something like a dry, you know, like a Parmesan or Asiago or something like that, or aged Gouda. Dried aged Gouda has tannin that this will cut through really nicely, or even something else like a really rich piece of fudge. You know, fudge has tannin, and that is what tannin is made for, or what it can do. It can just cut through and recoat your palate for these really rich foods. So it's a fairly full-bodied wine. Kind of stains your glass there. It's not a punch you in the mouth wine though. It is. It has a rustic sort of elegance to it as well. 122, that comes from the longitude of the vineyard, and in fact this wine has a counterpart called Blend 38, which is named after the latitude, which is sort of the same blend but from different blocks on the vineyard. And this one, the Blend 122, does that really unique sort of Bordeaux style blend, but it's certainly new world. You've got a lot of that really dark, beautiful fruit, and that's the first thing that hits you. A lot of black fruit, anise, a lot of these really rich, deep blue and black fruits, and then that carries into this sort of, think like gravelly, maybe a little bit of leathery, maybe hints of cigar box or smokiness that comes through on the finish, and then it just coats your mouth with this just luscious gripping tannin with still enough acidity to hold up to a lot of good foods. So it's just really well-rounded, hits you in all the right places, and a great food wine, or just a great sipping wine just to enjoy, you know, at the end of a long day.